to Atlanta Life Radio, the best in talk radio, with shows that cover topics to feed your mind, body, and soul. And now we present Soul Inspirations with our new host, Christine, in the Key of C, and tonight's special guest, Dr. Ken Stort. So let's get tonight's conversation started. Happy New Year, and welcome, Christine.
Hi, Melody. How are you this evening? Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. I'm doing well.
Well, hello and welcome to Soul Inspirations Radio. I'm your host, Christine, in the Key of C, and I look forward to sharing with you music and testimony that is personally inspiring, relevant, and uplifting. As American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow so eloquently stated, music is the universal language of mankind. So true are these words. Music speaks to each and every one of us in a very personal way. It crosses cultural and linguistic boundaries. It speaks to our hearts and to our souls. And it's my heartfelt desire that Soul Inspirations Radio touches you emotionally, creatively, and intellectually. Each week, we'll feature amazing musicians and their music and learn more about the emotional and creative journey that inspires the music in them. So on that note, let's go ahead and bring on tonight's musical guest. I am very excited to introduce you to Dr. Ken Stortz. Ken is the founding guitarist of the Grammy-nominated band Skillet and is also the chief executive officer and founder of Visible Music College with locations in Memphis, Chicago, and Dallas. So join me in giving a big welcome to Ken to tonight's show. Hi, Ken. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Christine. Glad to be here.
Very, very good. Well, I'm so excited that you accepted our invitation to join us tonight. And I'd like to, you know, we don't have a lot of time. 1 hour does go rather quickly. So I'd just like to get right to it here, if you don't mind, and tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, Ken, and basically how you came to start the band Skillet. Let's start there.
Well, I was a guitar player in college and looking for a school that was, rock guitar and sort of pop music. I ended up going to a classical guitar school and trying to get a bachelor's degree there. I did finish my bachelor's degree in music production. I became a Christian in college, and it impacted me greatly. I was involved in church music and worship sort of in the early days of what's now pretty popular as, you know, mainstream Christian contemporary worship, and writing music and leading and that kind of thing, and working on a master's degree in music, and I met some guys at church, and we started playing in a band together, and we all had our own bands, but we made this group called Skillet where we threw all the styles in together, and kind of surprised that it took off really quick. And in a way, I felt like really my path was directed from, I didn't plan that out a whole lot. I just ended up in an amazing group and was really blessed to be in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how long did you stay with Skillet?
Well, I was. We started the band and got signed to a record deal. It took about a year for the first record to come out, and then I did the second record and a worship album. And about 5 years into the touring and all that, I decided to leave the band.
Okay, and so was there any particular inspiration or event that kind of led you in that direction?
You mean to put that behind?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was an amazing time being in the band, and during that time in the 90s, there were so many opportunities for heavier music in the Christian market, and very worshipful. We were a passionate ministry oriented band, and a lot of great memories from that. I had been married right before Skillet happened. I had a son that I had spent a very little time with, who was now, 4 years old. And, and I was really passionate about the young bands that were coming up behind us and opening all these shows. I was really passionate about them being able to find a college or a program that would help them sort of navigate those waters of being in the Christian music scene and sort of some of the advantages Skillet had. So that's, you know, those three things coming together, sort of, you know, time on the road, wanting to help the next generation, and, you know, had young family at home that I hadn't spent enough time with.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like, you know, obviously you were a point in life where you had to figure out what your priorities were, it seems like. And,
right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so that kind of segues us to Visible Music College. So you see this need, and
right.
It inspires you in some way to, you know, it helps you in your life, in your journey, but also helping others. So
yeah.
Tell me about how that segued from one to Visible Music College.
Well, we had our manager was, you know, our pastor who encouraged us to get together originally at Skillet was the manager of the band, and I talked to him about the idea of doing some kind of one-year program or a serious college program, and we visited a school in England that had started 6 months before, and you know, I started recruiting students while I was still on the road with Skillet for kind of just music lessons and things like that, but began the real work of developing the curriculum for the college the first year out of the band. So I was still working a little bit with marketing and some of the management side of the band when I started putting together sort of the idea for the classes and the program of Visible Music College, sort of from scratch, but trying to incorporate the things I thought were missing in most college experiences.
Right, right. So that leads me to, okay, so I checked out your website. I thought it was amazing. It really was a grassroots effort, how you
Definitely.
All started in Memphis and even the building itself and getting that ready for students. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
Well, it's a crazy story. The way that I think when you start on an entrepreneurial journey, you know, you kind of don't know where that – you don't know what you don't know yet. And
right.
I was passionate about truly sort of college experience and the accredited program, things like that. But early on, we basically had a free building and very little instruments, very little income. I didn't know how to, I didn't know anything about writing grants and starting things the way I do now. We started it up with a couple $1,000s from the church and my personal credit cards going to invite people to the school they always dreamed of. And I guess I believed if we built the program that people really needed to become, you know, successful in ministry and music, then I, you know, and long-term successful spiritually and everything, I felt like there was a real need for that at that moment where churches and colleges were really not providing that. So, pioneered that in 2000 and invited people to come join this crazy little building. And there's stories of people turning around and going home, you know.
No, that's a great story. Actually, tell us about then the music programs that you do offer at Visible
yeah.
Music College.
Well, it's always been a big part to have worship leadership be central to the school, and worship music is core. The whole culture of being worship, kingdom-minded Christian folks. And the three main degrees are musician, producer, and manager. So music, music production, and music business. And they work together in the school. That's kind of the beauty of how we knew we had to do it from the beginning.
Right, right, absolutely. And I noticed on your website you refer to that aspect of the curriculum as an integrated educational experience, which I find so awesome because I feel that there's that need as well today. So, and I understand it's a very hands-on experience from day one, right?
Yeah, you know, a lot of colleges, they have, you know, they hire faculty that sort of silo up in their areas. They don't want to work together, or they want to, but the system is such that it doesn't make that easy to do. And we have everybody working together on one thing that is trying to get these students in careers and successful ministry. And so they're doing that together from the very beginning. They're in bands, they're licensing songs from the songwriting majors, they're leading worship for their peers, they're recording actual bands the first semester they're there rather than waiting till their junior year. So it is pretty dramatically different from most colleges.
Excellent, excellent. It sounds like it's a truly, artistic, more of a very artistic kind of urban experience.
Yes.
In this, and your campuses are urban campuses, right?
Yeah, we had the option to go. They're not all in the center of town. In Memphis, it's very downtown near all the, you know, the history of rock and roll and blues and the whole musical history of American music is there within blocks of the campus. In Chicago, it's not in downtown Chicago, but it is, you know, in a city, a walkable neighborhood, sort of urban environment. We turn down land and, you know, cloistering away from the world. We're very visible, if you will.
Absolutely. Yeah, I your website is awesome, by the way. It does go into more detail. If our listeners would like to find more about that, they can go to visible.edu. And it's a great website, great resource. It does go into how you explain how you did come up with the name Visible and what that connotates as far as the college. And what I'd like to do, we're going to go ahead and play a song in a few minutes from one of Visible's recent graduates. And his name is Lance Alton. And the song we're going to hear tonight that you picked out for us, Ken, is called For Becca. Can you tell us a little bit about Lance before we go into this song?
Lance came, I think he had attended another college, but, you know, found out about us and the songwriting program, which is pretty unique and perfect for him. He's a good singer, good guitar player, but he really was passionate about songwriting and graduated last year. He's done a different, just a lot of opportunity for experience during school. And I think, you know, the program is, you're writing a song every week. So you're constantly writing, even when you're not, you know, quote, inspired. You're not sitting around waiting. You're learning your craft. You're learning how to be inspired all the time. You're learning how to work with others and record and all that. So he was really ready. He came out with this EP, you know, moments after graduating, and has a decent website and a SoundCloud page. And he's really got some opportunity. I feel like some, you know, country folk type folks will pick him up soon.
Right, right. Yeah, I loved it when you sent the song to me a couple days ago. I listened and I was just, wow. I was really, really impressed. It's a great song. We're going to go ahead and listen to that now. We're going to go ahead and cue up this music. The song is called For Becca, and the artist is Lance Alton. Let's take a listen.
Like a cub left out in the rain, no one to pick you up, no one to lift your pain, and nowhere feels like home, and the wind won't take you where you wanna go, and those mountains seem so high, and you're scared to see what's on the other side. Can your courage take you through the test of time? But it's not a race. No one wants to get older. Just keep your pace, girl. Wiping dust off your shoulder. You're gonna make it, girl. Gonna make it, girl. Just ready your heart. girl, gonna make it, girl. Just ready your heart. What's a lioness doing in a boxing ring? And you're smarter than you realize. Can your legs keep up with your ambitious mind? Will you make the best of it or waste your time? But it's not a race. No one wants to get older. Keep your pace, girl. Put a chip on your shoulder. You're gonna make it, girl. Gonna make it, girl. Just ready your heart. You're gonna make it, girl. Gonna change your world. Just ready your heart. Having what you ain't wanting and wanting what you ain't having, but you keep climbing, and I know that you were frowning, but there's no turning back now, no turning back now. Don't think I'm balanced, just know that there's a balance to having what you ain't wanting and wanting what you ain't having, but you keep climbing, and I know that you were frowning, but there's no turning back now, no turning back now.
Was Lance Alton. The song For Becca. Lance is a recent graduate of Visible Music College, and wow, I love that song, Ken.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of emotion, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. Tell us a little bit about a little bit more about Lance, what he's doing now. Is he still in the Memphis area? Is he playing locally? What's up with Lance?
Yeah, he stayed locally. He teaches a little bit at Visible, teaches some vocal lessons and guitar lessons, and he's working on his new album and kind of putting out a single here and there, building his fan base and playing live. I think currently he does not work at a church, but he has, what's common to our students is they would have a job, you know, part-time job at a church, part-time job maybe teaching music, and then work on their band and develop that, you know, ministry and career depending on, you know, not all of them are working inside the church, but they are, they have a kind of a purpose to their call, and Lance is trying to do that, singer-songwriter. He'll be playing at the International Folk Alliance in Kansas City in a couple weeks, and that's kind of a breakout moment for him, hopefully.
Excellent, excellent. So about that, okay, so when students graduate from Visible, what type of help or internships or job placement do you, I know it's a little bit different because it's music, it's not a typical non-artistic profession, but what type of job placement do you all provide and help once they graduate?
Yeah, it's very important to us that their professionalism is at a level to where they can get a job themselves, because musicians will always be needing to put together a couple of jobs and work. Sort of what people don't know is how much hard work doing music is, being on tour and keeping your business running.
Right.
And so we train them a lot. We work on their skills, getting out there and talking to people and entrepreneurial stuff. And then they have two internships during school. So they're out there in the field, locally in a church or in a maybe in a studio or something like that. And then we try to get them nationally, going out to L.A. or Nashville or ultimately internationally, send them on internships on the mission field or working in churches in a different culture, that kind of thing, so that they are not afraid to get out there and hustle a bit. We probably place 80 to 85% of students in some, help them get some kind of job, or they are working by the time they finish.
And that's something that I think is so awesome, that kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, is the core curriculum that you all offer, the Bible and ministry courses, that I guess what I'm getting at is those types of things are what will sustain these artists, these blossoming, you know, musicians who are going to go out there and in a field that's very competitive, but having that Bible and the ministry and the core curriculum of and just the love of God and how that plays in their ability to persevere and to keep, you know, like you said, they've got a drive and they can, you know, do what needs to be done. Can you tell us a little bit more about that core curriculum at Visible?
Yeah, everything is centered around scripture and knowing sort of a kingdom perspective, larger, global, the church perspective, not just one denomination. There's people from all different denominations together, and kind of doing your own, I mean, historic truth and, you know, adherence to the authenticity of scripture, but interpretive, you know, according to people's traditions, and let them really wrestle with the hard issues of faith and culture and,
right.
You know, get just grounded in what is Orthodox Christianity and solid belief in what the scripture teaches. Alongside that, there's, you know, C.S. Lewis literature. There's the gen ed courses, which we try to line up with scripture. So it's, you know, life science and even acoustical physics. It's very, you know, related to music rather than things that they just have to run from one building to another to get their gen ed in. It's aligned with, you know, the history of the church, the history of pop music. It really is bathing in the creative process and the church and how those things work together, and how, I mean, ultimately God created music, and they're studying from the very core center of that, of music.
Right, absolutely. And your programs, they are degreed, accredited programs that are, you know, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we're accredited by TRACS, which is an international Christian accrediting agency, and students are able to come from all over the world to study, get, you know, their student visas, study in the U.S., and go back and impact their culture. Also, students, you know, are able to you know, take out some student loans if they don't, if they haven't saved enough for college, and if they don't, you know, we have a big scholarship program which helps students pay for school. We try to get them as close to debt free as we can while they're going through school. But the accreditation process really keeps it, you know, some students go into master's programs or into teaching or something like that, and ultimately it is a highly competitive field. They're going to have to work hard. Not everybody's going to get discovered and be on radio and on, you know, some people we've had that are successful in careers, you know. Not everybody's going to be there. They're going to just hopefully be amazing, solid Christians doing music or production or management with integrity and long-lasting love in their career, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I particularly love about it, and I was also impressed by the faculty and the credentials that the faculty have there at all the campuses. You want to elaborate on that a little bit too?
Yeah, definitely. We have, you know, there's a lot of great people who have made it out there, and a lot of them worked very hard. Every faculty member must have a master's degree or higher. And we have greatly talented folks. Antoni O'Neill has had a career in EMI gospel music as a writer, 5 million records. Kirk Whalum is teaching in Memphis. He's up for a Grammy this year, phenomenal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Agnew has had a career with the Ardent Music, actually still is signed, doing worship records. And then just folks you don't know their name, but they do clinics all over the world, and they're featured speakers and have their doctorates, but they love working with young people, ministering, discipling young college students to kind of help them get along their way, or they wouldn't be working at Visible.
Right, right. Yeah, well, everything you're telling me is just, I'm so impressed, and I'm sure our listeners are impressed as well. I really do hope that as a result of this program tonight, that people do visit the website. It, again, it's visible.edu. It's a great website. I did, actually, there was one student in particular, I believe her name was Sarah Simmons. Am I correct in that,
yeah.
Ken?
Yes.
She's a graduate of Visible, and Sarah looks like she was actually on The Voice in 2013. And
right.
She did an awesome cover of What If God Was One of Us. And
yeah.
I encourage everybody to listen to that. Go to YouTube and listen to that. It's amazing. So I know that Visible is working, and it's really, like you said, it's everything. It's whole. I look at it, it's a very holistic educational experience. And on that note, I think we're going to take a short break right now, just a quick little break. We'll go to commercial, and we will be right back. This is Christine in the KFC with Dr. Ken Stortz. See you in 30.
This is Mel D, and on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we thank all of our faithful listeners. If this is your first time tuning into Soul Inspirations, thank you. Tell a friend, and please come back. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without your financial support, this show could not be made possible. If you are interested in becoming a financial sponsor or how to advertise with us, please send us an email of interest addressed to our station manager, complete with your contact information to info@atlantaliferadio.com. Again, send an email of interest addressed to our station manager to info@atlantaliferadio.com. And now we return back to our program. Christine?
Thank you, Mel D. This is the time in our program where we will go ahead and bring on callers. So let me see here. Mel D, do we have any callers in queue right now?
Yes, we do. We have one very patient caller, so I'll bring that caller on air.
Okay.
If your number ends in 2962, good evening and welcome. You're on Soul Inspirations Radio.
Well, hello. This is Gail, Christine. Congratulations. Hi. You're doing a wonderful job on your first show.
Thank you, Gail. Thank you so much for calling in. Say hi to Ken.
Well, I am going to say hi to Ken because, you know what, I've been listening to this program, and it is awesome. I've learned so much about your college. I've heard a lot about your college. The college's what's the word I'm looking for? Your reputation precedes you. That's all I can say.
Oh,
but,
good.
You know, yes, and I have heard about you. And you know what I really love is that you just got finished talking about how you encourage your musicians to face the reality of being a musician. When they graduate, they don't have probably stars in their eyes. There's a reality to it that
right.
They probably will have to work other jobs. And you know what? I just think that's a beautiful thing because I think everyone needs to understand that you don't have to be a famous musician or a famous anything as long as you're doing gift that the Lord has given you. And
right.
you're doing that. You're a beautiful example of that. And I just want to commend you for that. You know, because I think there's a lot of disillusions out there about that. That they're not successful if they're not famous. And really in the eyes of the Lord, success is giving back to him the gift that he gave to you. And then
right.
you do that tenfold because you've done that and you were successful at it. And then you give back to an industry that's been good to you and a God that's been good to you, and you're serving him
yes.
twofold that way. So I just
that's
want
right.
to say God bless you. Thank you for doing that.
Oh,
thank
thanks,
you, Gail.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. Thanks for calling in, Gail.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mel D., do we have any other callers in queue?
Not at this time.
Christine, could I say something about Gail's call real quick?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
One of the amazing things we get to do is talk to parents about their child who is thinking about going into music. And, you know, a lot of parents are nervous that they're not going to make a lot of money or be, you know, a lot of kids are still trying to be famous, those kind of things. And a lot of parents want their kids to be famous or whatever. But ultimately, it's true that musicians have to work very hard to put together a living the rest of their lives. But also, going to college for music is not just especially with Visible, is not just a dead end, you know, make it or break it role. There's a lot of things creative people can do. They're very valuable in all kinds of business. And as long as you're following God, doing what you are called to do, like Gail said, also you're a valuable person as a creative person. And when you're in your 30s and you've got a bachelor's degree and you're changing from touring or you're tired of this or something's transitioning, nobody can really look ahead, but we try to help parents and students think through this, you know, 15 years from now, after
right.
you've toured even, after you've made two or five records or whatever, you may be wanting to do something completely different, start a business, work on something creative, you know, marketing, those kind of things. And it's important for these people to be nurtured and cared for in that environment, not just give up because, hey, they got to either make it or break it.
Exactly. And like you said, and again, thank you to Gail for inspiring that in you
yeah.
to talk about that, because
definitely.
I completely agree. It's really, our fame really doesn't come from outward things. It does
right.
come from the inside, and it shines outwardly. And so that's one of the things, among the many things that I find just so awesome about Visible is that you do sit with the parents, you talk with them, letting them know that exactly that it's who you are on the inside, doing what you're passionate about, and you know, working hard. You know, it does require
right.
a lot of hard work, but you've got that inner, you know, like Gail was saying about, you know, the Lord, you've got that something inside of you that will sustain you through the touring, through the life change, you know, when you get to be older. And so those are just wonderful things that I'm really impressed about with the college. If you wouldn't mind telling us, you know, I've read something about your growth plan on your website.
Yeah.
Now, you started in Memphis, Chicago, Dallas. I believe you also have a location in Germany. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're evolving with your locations and what your growth plan is?
Well, the main thing is that we want to be where people – we want to be accessible to people, and not everybody wants to come to one location. And we also – at the same time, we don't want 800 musicians at one college. We would love multiple sites with 100, 120, some kind of small artist community that we can be in relational ministry together with. We think the discipleship model works better when you have a smaller community. You know one another. You're working together. And,
right.
you know, every city really could handle 100 musicians working hard together to be professional and, you know, full of integrity. So the model is that we have a 2020 by 2020 plan, which is to serve 2,020 people in the year 2020 at 20 locations. That doesn't mean 20 colleges necessarily. It's, you know, 20 one-week seminars in different – we're already, you know, serving 40 people in Germany and 40 in Chicago and 150 in Memphis and another 150 in Memphis of young kids that we serve every day teaching lessons in neighborhoods. And so we're already touching hundreds of people, and just we want to grow where there's a need for one-week training, weekend training for musicians or worship teams. And ultimately, if there becomes a need for a college campus in that region, we're happy to do that. And and our accreditation is flexible enough to do that, which has been great.
Excellent. Okay, so that makes me think about how you're active in the community as well. It seems like you're very connected with the communities in which you're located. So tell us
Definitely.
A little bit about that.
Well, I'll go ahead and give Memphis, since that's the most mature location. That's our original, you know, home base. We've worked with over 150 churches to give a bass player or a singer or worship leader or an audio technician. And those folks love Visible, what we bring to the community, because they always have skilled musicians that, you know, are obviously coming from other, you know, from 50 states and 20 countries. They come and they serve in the local community. So we have friends in those churches. And of course, these students need a church to go to while they're in Memphis. And then each student also does community service out in the community, things that are musical or teaching or things that are just, you know, cleaning up neighborhoods or tutoring kids after school. That's required part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, we do a thing called Visible Community Music School, which is the best way. It's music lessons for kids and for families after school. So we have college students or recent graduates teaching young kids, even teaching in the classrooms at charter schools or Christian schools or even the public schools in some areas, teaching music and teaching, you know, drama or, you know, writing or any of those kind of things where creative people are needed. Our students typically work in that environment,
right.
And we kind of hire them out or scholarship them out to do that. So we're very connected where we are in building up the arts in the community.
That is so great. That is a big part of what it's about, is giving back, connecting, and building relationships within the community.
Right.
So I think that's just great. I'm going to go ahead now. Time is going to be running out sooner than we think. So I'm going to go ahead and we're going to listen to another song from another recent graduate at Visible. And it looks like the band's name is The Passport. And this song is called Trigger. So let's go ahead and cue that up.
All right.
Thank you.
I've traveled.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I got blood on my teeth from the latest battle. And I swore to you I'd never hold another gun, but my finger's on the trigger and I'm coming undone. I swore to you I'd never do what I've done. I never go too far, but the bullets in the chamber in the back of my car. I swore to you I'd never go this far.
Called Trigger. Yeah. Now that has a very indie sound to it, which yeah. I personally love myself. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Passport right now. What are they up to?
Well, the Passport, 3 out of 5 of them graduated last year, and one is just still in school. And they are working on a record. They have a single coming out, working with the producer that just produced he's up for a Grammy this year for the song I lost track of the song, biggest song of the year. It's up for a Grammy. It'll come back to me, but anyway, they're working here in Memphis to produce a single. They're going to release that while they're touring Europe this spring with Visible and some of our partners over there doing sort of club dates, those kind of things, at the same time as doing outreach in high schools. They're Christians doing music in the pop music world and kind of indie rock. They're
right.
not really doing, but they are doing Christian shows for us, sort of living two lives, daytime, evening, doing, they lead worship at all their churches on Sunday. They're amazing guys.
Oh, that's great.
Individually and together. So they're what you want to see is a real amazing Christian, solid guys doing music in the mainstream market.
Right. Right, right. Absolutely. Well, there's so much more about Visible that is to be known, obviously. And we've basically just touched the tip of the iceberg here tonight. But if our listeners are interested in learning more, obviously they can go to the website, but
right.
do they need a music portfolio? Is there an audition process? What do they do if they're interested?
Well, if they're interested in being a student at Visible, they need to read the website at visible.edu, and there's an application there. It'll kind of walk you through the steps, and some of those steps are definitely an audition. They definitely should be a Christian that is interested in doing music as a ministry and a career. It doesn't have to be in church, but just serious about learning the Bible and going to a Christian school with a worshipful context.
Right.
And they would so there would be a pastoral reference, a personal reference, and a musical reference. Really, if they've been playing music a couple years, it's not about how amazing they are. There is an audition, but it's really to place them in the right, appropriate level. They have to have an ACT score, so they finished high school or be coming from another college. And honestly, it's I just really wake up every day thinking this is the best college I could imagine for young Christian musicians, and we keep making it that. No matter what the trends are, we stay on top of that, and it's a wonderful place to be.
Oh, and I can't wait to actually tour one of your campuses at some point. I would like to say, you mentioned about the worship teams and that kind of thing. My church specifically is amazing. The worship team is just so awesome, and these kids are up there playing, drums, guitar, whatever instrument, and they're singing, and they're just amazing. And I see that, something like that, high school kids. And obviously that would be something where, like you said, they've got a few years at church and their worship team. But it's more so, I think, like you said, very important to have that Christian or that desire for God as part of it as well, because it's the whole person you're addressing there at Visible.
Right.
And I just really, really love that aspect of it. And you did say also there are scholarships available, right?
Yes. We have some very generous donors that help us raise scholarship money. And if you have great academics or great talent, or every student automatically gets a $3,000 scholarship if they will serve in some part of the school. And the students run the record label, they run the radio station, they run the marketing, social media, front desk. There's all kinds of things where they get real industry ministry experience while going to school, and it pays for their school through kind of scholarship hours. And it's really part of our plan to make them better professionals and afford college and hopefully leave school with less money owed, and get out there and do it.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the goals of a college student.
to not owe
money when you're done.
right.
And again, there's typical financial aid as well, scholarships as well as other forms of financial aid that they would qualify for, correct?
That's right, yes. And one thing when you're looking at Visible compared to other schools, we have for we're in the lower end of private Christian schools as far as overall cost, because all the books, there's a MacBook Pro included, software, internet, books, every single thing you could possibly need is included in our tuition. So there's no nickeling and diming and all that. There's no parking fee or locker fee or internet, nothing at all. We're a no-fee school. So
wow.
It is a flat rate, and then the housing, if you're staying on campus, that's a separate fee because people, it's not a fee, sorry, it's a separate charge because some people aren't staying on campus, but.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's basically what it usually is anyway, no matter what type of college you go to. You know, your housing is going to be a separate issue anyway. And
that's right.
I think the Memphis campus, I love that. I love that building. It's on the website. Again, it's just very cool and urban, and I think it's got a great vibe. And now the Dallas campus, I want to remind our listeners again to visit the visible.edu website. Dallas is a fairly new campus. It's up and getting up and running at this point, and they actually have some job openings as well. So if there's anyone interested in that aspect of things, they can definitely go to visible.edu and check that out as well. And, well, Ken, I really would like to, kind of getting to the end of our show right now, and I really want to thank you so much for accepting the invitation to join us here tonight and to talk about Visible and, you know, to put your God heart out there, because obviously, you know, you have a heart for helping people, live their dreams and achieve their goals passionately and with the gifts, through the gifts God has given you, through the gift of music.
Right, yeah. Well, it's my pleasure. I do wake up every day wanting to help musicians because they bless so many people and often sort of either celebrated or overlooked, you know, and I think just they need to be a responsible part of the world, you know, can be. So.
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you so much. There's so many exciting things going on at Visible right now, and I absolutely know that everyone there will continue to be blessed abundantly, and blessings to you and your family, and thank you so much, and we'll be in touch soon, okay?
Okay, thanks for having me on, Christine.
Thanks, Ken. Good night.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was Dr. Ken Stewart with Visible Music College. And Ken is an awesome man, as you can see, doing good in the world. And please do visit his website. It's visible.edu. Again, campuses in Dallas, as well as Memphis and Chicago. Again, and I'd like to thank our listeners. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Special thanks going out to Mr. Brian Jarrett, Memphis musician and guitarist extraordinaire, for creating Soul Inspirations theme music. Thank you so much, Brian. Soul Inspirations Radio is a production of Atlanta Life Radio, an empowered and impassioned force for good. If you like what you heard here tonight, please like us on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio, follow us on Twitter at ALR Radio, and visit our website at AtlantaLifeRadio.com, where you can listen to our programs via podcast, and all of our shows are always available on iTunes. Join me next week for another powerful hour of musicians and their music. And until then, and on behalf of the entire Atlanta Life Radio team, I'm your host, Christine in the Key of C, reminding you to live your life courageously and abundantly and be all that you were created to be. Take us out, Mel D.